When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, welcome to Pint Size Distant Pod. Every Sunday, we're going to be bringing you something from the Distant Pod archives. We've gone back through all of the episodes of the Socially Distant Sports Bar so far, and we've found what we think are some of the funniest bits. So, if you like what you listen to over the next few minutes, then have a look on the episode description, because there'll be the episode number that this comes from in there, which means it makes your journey easier. You can then go off and listen to the whole episode either again or for the first time. If you're a new listener, this is quite a good way of getting into our archives. If you have been with us from episode one, it's a nice way of getting yourselves back into some of the old episodes as well. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this little snippet from the Socially Distant Sports Bar, our Distant Pod Pint Size episodes.
Felix, what is your opinion of the film Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner?
I watched it for the first time during lockdown when I was getting into baseball. I'd never seen it before.
And
I've absolutely loved it.
Yes! The correct answer.
No!
I was so reassured and comforted by it.
God bless you.
I was really
dream
guest.
Yeah. Fucking ghost. Yeah. Dream guest.
What are you disappointed with the ending, Steph? Are you disappointed with the ending?
I love one of my top probably three films, and Stefan hates it.
He thinks it's the best film ever made.
I loved it.
Out of interest, Felix. Yeah. There's a snappy dress.
Do you like ghost films generally?
No, not that.
Go on.
Do you think that cowboy hats are cool?
Oh, shut up,
and would you wear a cowboy hat?
He's a rock musician, yes.
If you were going to buy, if you're going to buy milk or A batteries or something. do you think...
Just double A's there, yeah? Not triple A's.
Triple A's.
Do you think that a cowboy hat in a non-fancy dress situation is an acceptable item of clothing?
I don't wear the co-op, do I?
Okay. I can see how loaded it is. Mike, I'm desperate to be on your side here.
Yeah.
My history of cowboy hats a little bit is that on tour, when you go around America, there is a certain point where you do lose the plot a little bit and end up walking around in cowboy hat.
I love it.
I didn't know the Maccabees had gone through a cowboy hat phase. Where?
So did the Beatles, mate.
We did like a 2 month tour of America, and it was about going through Texas or whatever, where you think, oh, do you know what?
Don't look good.
So we did happen for a couple of weeks, and there's a moment where you do think, like Mike, I will
get on
to
see.
The shop and get triple A's in this.
What?
But
no, we're talking.
But the whole band.
I mean, Land. I doubt Land would have done it. This is probably through Land's. I'm not singing on anything, and let's do Chariots of Fire phase. But I would have definitely done it. Yeah,
for a that's hilarious.
Well, but I think I've still got it. I've got a few in this run.
Cowboy hat, like Shania Twain.
Can I get it and see if it's
yes,
got
go on
it?
Then. Yes, you're mine as well. Magic.
Oh. Yeah, go on. Go get some cowboy hats in. Yeah. No.
They look bad.
They look awful.
Oh, fucking moron.
Now we're talking.
Oh, this is going to make me sad.
Hang on, I can't hear you.
Of course you can't hear me. You go, fucking cowboy hat on, you fucking moron.
I can't find it. I'm so disappointed. I just turned my bedroom upside down.
I've got my cans on, but I'll just put it on top of it.
It is.
I'll just send you a photograph and you describe it to the listeners.
Go on.
It is the silliest hat.
Oh, the photograph I just sent you, Alice.
That McCartney.
Paul McCartney rocking the cowboy hat.
Yes,
there.
I've seen a picture of Harrison in one as well. They liked American things. But
yeah,
as do I.
Occasionally, you're going to get it wrong, and I think that the cowboy hat is a bad look.
That's so good. So Mike, you walk down the road to the shop in that.
I mean, I have done. Yeah,
he has sex in it.
I only have sex in it. It's my lucky hat. It's my wife's lucky hat. Anyway, when the hat goes on, she knows. To stay away from that.
Either Mike wants sex or we're out of milk.
Yeah.
It's horny or thirsty, I can't tell.
You can be both.
You can be both.
Oh, God.
the Field of Dreams thing, Felix, is, for instance, yes. The bit on, which I think on. Is that if you love the film as a classic,
yeah,
when Burt Lancaster turns back into the Doctor to save the boy's life.
Yeah.
Stefan hates that.
He can't do that. Right, yeah. But he can't do that because he's a ghost.
Stefan hates that.
So the logic leaves the room, if there were logic in a film about ghosts.
Well, the logic leaves the room with the phrase, because he's a ghost.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, I think you can't pick holes in it, really.
I can't pick holes in the plot.
It's a fairy tale.
Phantasmagorical element to it, yeah?
It's a fairy tale.
Yeah.
And a bloody good one.
It's not. It's a fairy tale with plot holes.
People will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
People won't come because you're a lunatic. Your family think you're a lunatic.
People will come. Yeah. I think it might have been informed by it was during the pandemic where I was looking for kind of
escapism,
ghosts,
reassuring.
Yes, it's a feel good film. Did you see the classic they did last year, Major League Baseball, when they played the Field of Dreams game?
Yeah, that was good.
We did it, didn't they? I haven't seen that.
It was you got to watch it, mate. It's fantastic. The players come out with a corn to play the game. Oh, shut up, you pair of Philistines.
In cowboy hats.
But I'm just imagining, like, the football equivalent being them dressed up in a prisoner of war camp doing the escape to victory.
Yeah.
Sliced alone in goals.
Yes. Sly calling them all out, going, where do I stand for corners?
When the Maccabees went through their cowboy hat phase,
I can see your face just thinking about
it. I love this.
Did the rest of your clothing change?
Great question. And no, I don't think they would have done, but there was a moment where I had a hat and a sort of brown cowboy jacket.
Yes, Felix.
And you know that thing where you're like,
chaps.
We're untouchable, we're on.
You're not a stripper in Coyote Ugly.
Yeah, exactly.
Lovely.
You know,
yeah, so
wonder all I didn't want to fucking sing.
Exactly. I'm out. It might have been the last draw for him. Jesus, we put so much together in this.
I'm so sorry.
Last 45 minutes for me. I'm trying to look to see if I can find a photo, but I very much doubt it. It was a long time ago. It was about 10 years ago, probably.
Oh. Well, I bought mine over in Calgary. I mean, there's a time and a place, isn't there? So, you know, if you're at a rodeo, then wear a hat, obviously.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Well, then if you
Tesco Extra, it's taking the
piss. Well, I don't think so. Not all the time, but maybe on, like, whatever, Canada Day or something. Gonna go and buy the milk on July the 1st, I'll stick a hat on.
Anyway, so that's baseball.
Hope you enjoyed that little extract from our archives of the Socially Distant Sports Bar. We will have another one of these pint-sized distant pods for you next Sunday. What you can do now is scroll through the episode description, find the episode that was from, and disappear off into our archives. Get yourself off on a journey around the Socially Distant Sports Bar.